It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner says Congress must act now after the U.S. Senate failed to advance a third coronavirus relief package Sunday. The price tag for the package Senate Republicans are pushing is almost $2 trillion. The Republican Party usually advocates for smaller government and balanced budgets. But via Skype, Gardner says this crisis is unprecedented.
The economic damage is not a red or blue or left or right issue. It is making sure that we all get through this in a way that moves our economy forward.
That might be a tough sell to Republicans in the House. Colorado Republican Ken Buck voted against both previous coronavirus relief packages. He says policy decisions shouldn't be based on fear or panic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Sunday that the House will craft its own coronavirus package. Legislators, nonprofits, and the Denver Broncos teamed up to organize a drive for the public to drop off goods for health care providers yesterday. Mike Kopp is the CEO of Colorado Concern, a nonprofit that promotes business-friendly policies.
We would see couples drive by with a box of gloves. We'd see somebody drive by in a motorcycle and they would have some medical supplies. And it just has been going on and on all afternoon like this.
Gloves, goggles, and gowns were some of the most popular donations. They filled nearly 36 pallets with supplies. Kopp says he's open to doing more of these in other parts of the state if necessary. Top executives at Denver-based Liberty Oil Field Services have volunteered to take a 20% pay cut starting in April. That's in response to sharp declines in oil prices and the recent shakeup in the financial market. Five executives will also forego bonuses that totaled nearly $500,000 last year. The Denver Business Journal reports the fracking company had big hopes to expand operations this year, but Liberty Oil Field Services stock has dropped sharply in the last month. Colorado weather has snow in the mountains and mostly sunny skies around Denver. This is CPR News.